I am running. Open the study session for the Board of Directors of Colorado City Metropolitan District, January 28th at 6 p.m.
Okay, first we have Resolution 3-2025 election for 2025's DEO. I did get a hold of Pueblo County. They are going to hold it. They are not going to have a polling place down here. They will have their drop-off box like normal. If anybody doesn't get a ballot, they can call them and they'll send them another ballot or whatever at that point. Because talk to them and they do have to send every property owner a ballot. So I'll probably need your help again, Neil, to go through the list.
Can we get that list from them that we gave them?
Yeah, but there's a lot of names have changed and properties.
Sure, some of them changed, but it might be. I don't know if it'll help or not. Do we still have that list?
I still have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was some of the changes. That's why nothing really changed here, that they will have it. I did put their address because once it goes into that election, after I turn in the designation or the self-nominations, the DEO will go to them, which will be, I lost my name.
Okay, so Jim, let's relieve you of some of the issues tonight. You're just not feeling well.
Yeah.
Understood. So, Ray, you brought up the change you'd prefer.
Right. I noticed in the resolution that we still had that 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Idea listed in the resolution, which is, as Jim pointed out, this is just a drop box. So I propose that we edit that out a little bit. And for number one, I would prefer it, or we would hope we would consider changing the wording to "the regular election shall be conducted as a mail ballot election in accordance with all relevant provisions of the code, concluding May 6, 2025 at 7 p.m. Two directors will be served." I just basically moved that wording from number two to number one, and then I struck out the 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And that's all I did. It just, that's okay. The wording. And then that's it.
That looks good.
Mm-hmm. So the sheet that you gave us, we could just change it to that.
I would like to change it, yeah, if
okay.
we could.
Okay, do that.
Then I noticed that self-nomination and acceptance, number four, self-nomination and acceptance forms are available at the designated election official's office located at the above address. What we should say is that instead of at the above address, we should say at our address here.
Correct.
At the CCMD address. And I think that's all.
And then add the address there.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything?
Okay,
go ahead, Jim. Next one is
water sewer connection agreement.
I think we need to...
I noticed Neil brought up a couple of things, too. I did double on 8 and 7, which I need to take 8 out of there. The other thing is Neil said since we have water for the connection there, why don't we put in the sewer for a description in there? As the sewer...
There's some editing issues here. So we have under number 2... We have construction services, and then we have water, but we don't have a paragraph for water, but we don't have a paragraph for sewer. Well, the same kind of issues for sewer need to be maintained as if they are as water is that contractor needs to leave the expose the existing line and leave the pit open until it's inspected. So it's really the same thing for sewer as it is for water. And then on sewer, we need to state that the contractor or owner will provide a backflow preventer at their expense.
Right. I wonder what happened to those.
On water and sewer connection agreement, number...
Yeah.
Now, under number two...
Yours and brought it back and...
Under number two, you have a water, maybe you don't have it. Do you have a, are you missing a page?
No, I don't think so.
It's on the backside.
Oh, there it is, yeah, underwater there, at the top left, under that water paragraph. We need to have a sewer paragraph that says the same thing, other than just pertain to sewer.
Okay.
And it will state that...
Pretty much the same as what water states, but...
Other than it'll say...
So, are you directing me to do that?
It'd probably be easier for me to do it.
Okay, alright.
Because I have to take yours out of Google and bring it into Word.
Okay.
That way we have it on our program.
Then on number five...
I love that.
That pertains to road cuts. The last sentence, or the last part of that sentence should say which separate permission is required of CCMD or another government entity. CCMD should be included in there.
Right on.
I propose that. And on the last page, Cal City Metro District staff is duplicated.
Right. Number 7 and 8.
Ma'am?
Do you think we should have a line that says, like, date paid, because we're putting a restriction on how long on this form?
Is there a payment attached to this?
I thought we were having them sign it at the time the payment was being submitted, so that this coincides with... It's good for 6 months or a year or whatever it was determined by the board.
Add a date line next to the applicant's signature.
Date and amount paid.
Yeah.
Yes, it does say where after connection permit is issued, connection fees and other applicable fees have been paid. The customer shall be responsible. So what you're proposing is we have a line that actually records what date that was paid.
That it was paid, because isn't there, I haven't read the whole thing. That isn't there a date of 6 months
yes.
or a year?
A year.
Of that. That's the only, as long as they could get a refund or if they didn't start building or whatever, that we actually have it there when it was paid. So we
yeah.
can go back.
Right.
So on the last page, we can have a signature, got the applicant signature, date of signature, and then date of payment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
And amount. I put the amount on it too.
Yeah.
And an yeah.
So
that way.
That's a good point. Thanks, Sandy.
I don't think that we were saying that they would get a refund for
no,
a year.
So I didn't.
That the board would consider it.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Right. We just so really all we're looking for is a date that it was paid, not that we're going to give provided.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with
refunds. I just want to make sure. She said they can get a refund up to this date.
Yeah. We don't want a refund.
No.
Don't even whisper that.
No. That's just.
I know. Just this way, they sign it. No.
So, do we want to consider this tonight, or should
no.
we
no.
wait?
No, we'll work on it one more time.
Okay.
We'll bring it back to you.
Okay.
Keep trying.
Yeah, that's all we can do.
Anything okay. else on that?
Not so far.
All right, let's move to the meter project estimate for remaining meters.
Yeah.
Is that an Aiden thing?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so we found two companies so far that are confident with this scope of work. I got DV Construction Group. They're out of Springs, I believe. It's Kyle Schutz. I don't have an estimate from him yet. He's scheduled to come down on the 3rd of February to meet with me to do a site survey.
What was the name again, Aiden?
DV Construction Group.
DV?
Yeah. And then... the other company is Little Diggers Construction. I was speaking with Matt. He was able to give me a high cost estimate so far. We're looking at a range of between $2,500 and $3,500 per meter for them to come in and do excavation and also installing the meter pits, as well as all of the parts involved. That comes out to around $292,000, to 400,000, and that is for 117 meters that we have left to replace. Majority of that cost is going to be due to county permitting and road closures and that sort of thing. That comes out to around $1,500 per meter. That price can fluctuate depending on, Matt said he's going to work with county and see if they can do kind of a cost overlay for permitting. That way it's not a permit per dig site. See if he can come up with something a little bit cheaper than that. But even at the low end, we're still looking at around $175,000.
So DB, we're still kind of waiting on, February 3rd.
Yeah, I'll meet with him on
So we're still going to be okay as far as what we were looking for. We wanted a quote by March, I think, and we're looking at okay. What could you do it for? What could the city do it for?
Pennies on the dollar. It just takes a little time, as you all know.
One of the things that we've discussed is renting a mini X. That way he could get in and out and where he needs. So we are, with the backhoe, it's great when you have a big job and that kind of stuff, but when you're dealing in a small area with the meter pits, I think a mini X to rent it out for, say, a month or something, that would be our major cost of it. Which we wouldn't have to have all the permitting and stuff with the county since it is our water system.
So could you give us a, it'd be tough to do, but could you give us a rough estimate of what it would cost for your crew to do it?
I can put something together.
Would you do that?
It wouldn't be anything near what it's going to cost to have a private contractor come in and do it.
Consider also...
The majority of the cost is already paid for. We have a lot of parts in stock, which I would furnish to another company if they were going to come in and do this for us. But a lot of that cost, it's already eaten up.
That'd be a pretty rough estimate. Yeah, but also, I'd like to see that we'd have some kind of an idea whether you could do it time-wise and what it would cost us. So how many hours it would take your crew to do it, as well as kind of a cost involved. Give us a cost of what cost for us
what's
to have a crew
do it. Of hiring 6 months seasonal labor to do the labor aspect of it, as opposed to
come up with a
I don't
proposal.
Know if that would do us a whole lot of good at this point. We're kind of getting into the into the weeds where we need guys that actually kind of know what they're doing, working around this stuff.
I mean, you'd still have somebody running the crews that knew what they were doing,
right?
As far as so we're not stretched thin on everything else we got going.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
Aiden, what do you think of the possibility is of our crews being able to handle this in, let's say, over a 3-year time frame?
I don't think it would take that long.
Really?
I know it's been pretty slow going. Last year was pretty rough. We were skeleton crew,
right.
And we were still chipping away at it as best we could, but we kind of had a lot of emergencies going on last
right.
year. I don't think it would take that long.
You'd feel good about taking it on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's well within our scope of work.
Right on.
Could you give us a proposal?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
That's me.
One more thing is we got the last grinder pit in today.
Yep.
Functional. So everybody has grinders on North Park. And
good.
We haven't had an issue since we changed those grinders out.
Good.
So,
yeah.
All right.
That's becoming a daily.
Thanks, Aiden. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right, we have a change order for Valley First.
Yes. What this is a change order is when we proposed this to DOLA for the $1 million. The bathrooms were not part of the scope of work, but with Pueblo County coming in and requiring us to have bathrooms put in, that increased this. We have the money, it's just that they needed a letter and approved by the board that yes, this is why the scope of work was changed.
So when you say we have the money, do you mean Valley First?
Yeah.
It? Okay.
Yeah. Well, it comes to us.
Yeah, but I mean,
we pay it, yeah. We get it back.
Yeah, right.
Am I running here?
No, it looks like you went dead.
I'm dead, I think.
No, yes, yep.
Grab it and see what happens is it comes on and it fades out.
Yeah, grab a... So that's all that is that Misty wanted us to have the board review it, that yeah, it was due to Pueblo County requiring us to have bathrooms for the field since the bathrooms are on the other side. They wanted to set next to the this side too for the fields.
I don't think we have much choice there, of course, but it would be nice to have a number. I see no number.
Well, it's part of that bid that you guys approved, the 1.8?
That included the change order?
That included the bathrooms.
It doesn't include
that. That was all included in it. Okay. But when we went for the grant, we didn't have that as part of the proposal. This was stuff that we found out later on down as we started getting, as Atencio started engineering it and dealing with Pueblo County.
So approving the revised budget, that we already saw the revised budget?
Mm-hmm. Because it was already in there. When we had that special meeting to okay the Valley First project.
All right, board, any questions? All right. CC, the Architectural Committee reviews. I don't know that we do have a review.
For a house, but Bob had some stuff that he wanted to address.
And yes, go ahead.
It's in your packet.
Good evening, board. I'll send this around while we're done, and this will end up over in Sandy's desk in her hands for the file. It's just a rundown. We're trying to move the HB 24-1267 and covenant process forward. And I've got in your packet there an example, the first one we'll send out. It has to do, this is a complaint that goes back to 2022, and then he hasn't done anything with it or whatever. That was C-152. Then it come back and complaint number 210 again. But the pictures you can see, that's of it. And it's one of the many that are being ignored. The letter you have in, there's an example of the first letter to him based on the HB 1267 guidelines. They're very specific of what we have to tell people and provide them as far as that information. And but you have that there. And then you know the act, you've seen the act. That'll go to Sandy. And but anyway, that first one, the resolution that was in there, I think the number on the top was wrong. That should probably be four now. But I sat down with Neil and he brought up some changes that were definitely needed in it, as well as the complaint enforcement policy that you have there. And the complaint enforcement policy is the guide that you have to send out to that individual or individuals. And it has everything on it that HB 1267 says you have to have in there. And then Neil, he also went over that with me, and we made some changes to that. Then we get onto the chicken issue, which is not going to go away until we do something about it. I'm not going to read this whole thing, but there's some guidance in there on where we are now after the recent uniform code that county brought into effect. We are listed, most of our residential sections, and list what they're called now, SR2, LR, and HR, under urban agriculture out here. And so, yes, according to the county, they can have chickens. And it's got a definition of urban agriculture there. Now, down there's also a list of the units who prohibit chickens. There's units that don't say, and there's units that have limited areas within the units. And then, of course, there's some east of the highway, which are irrelevant right now. then units 36, 40, 42, 43, and 44 not identified. But anyway, those are the units, majority of them say no poultry. Personally, even though I would like to raise chickens, personally, it would be easier if we banned chickens. If we don't, because we cannot say people can have chickens, but yet do we allow them? And that's a sticky slope there. There's a person next door who said, well, covenants say you can have chickens, so it's going to be up them to do something. But as he says, you know, the price of eggs, it makes sense underneath the business judgment rule to make some changes. And then this explains and tells about the business judgment rule that you will fall under. You're going to be basically liable for, or this is going to tell you or keeps you from being liable. But there's an explanation of the business judgment rule that we will ignore the covenant involving chickens if you so decide. And really, we can't say we're going to. But what we have to do, we have to be careful to protect the people who live besides these people with chickens. And what I suggest if we do, right here is the rules coming out of that new Uniform Development Code down here at the bottom, the county guidance in accordance with 170430. We've got to have guidance for these people if we are going to ignore them having chickens. We're not allowing them, as I understand. But if we ignore them having chickens, we still have to have something in there so they don't harm their neighbors. You know, we've got one that, when I was up there, they were harming the neighbor. So we've got to have something, and I say if we've got to, in the minimum, follow the county rules. And they're pretty right on, and they're not that restrictive except for roosters. So it's going to be a decision we're going to have to make, where you're going to have to start sending people letters that they can't have chickens, or we're going to have to, I'll go out personally and talk to each one of them and say, we're not going to say you can't have chickens. We're not going to say you will have chickens. But if you do, we're going to expect that you follow these guidelines to protect the neighbors. Or we will, and then go underneath the covenants under noxious, etc. And we will take care of them through House Bill 12967. So, but we do have to, I know everybody wants chickens, or a lot of people do, we still have to protect the people that are beside them. And so anyway, I kind of wrote everything down there so you can review it. But we need to move forward, as I understand. I guess we have to vote for a resolution before we can get this thing going. Is that true? Sir?
I'd like to apologize. All this stuff you're talking about, I have not had a chance to see.
Okay.
We
got a link to
this. This came out. This is all new to me.
Well, tell you what, it can by next meeting. We've done this now for 6 months. We've next meeting that far. Can we? And I've written down here pretty much everything, kind of a guide about it. Okay. You've got a copy of the policy that includes everything that HB 1267 has in it, and. I guess between now and next week, could you look at that and come up with a decision?
I know one of the things that the board, when we did approve the resolution, that they were looking at the fines not being as much and that kind of stuff, so I don't know. That's where I think it needs to be a combined meeting between CCAC and the board, or a couple board members, to work on that resolution to fine-tune it.
Well, we need to get to doing it then. I can come in. You know, we have a meeting. We're here four times a month. And you can come in at that time, or I'll come in if you guys want to get together and we sit down and look at it. I caution you, though, if you're going to come in and say we're going to fine you $12, you know, where are we starting? So look at the fines there. And the point is not to collect money from somebody. It's to wake them up and say if they don't get it cleaned up, they'll get fined. Well, if they don't get it cleaned up, they deserve a fine. And so that's where I come from on that. So please look at that. And then, can by next week we get to moving on this? The first one will be the example that I've gotten right there. And the letter I did is all there too. And and take it, and if there's corrections that you might want to make, we'll scribble on everything, and we need to sit down before our next meeting and put this together, instead of putting it off and putting it off and putting it off.
This is still complaint-based only, right?
Yes.
Sounds there for a minute, but we're kind of going to do some preemptive stuff.
Well, no, the three chicken deals are complaints, and I haven't done any preemptive thing. What I've done is I've gone back through some of the complaints that we've had for covenants as well as county complaints, and those basically will be the ones that we work on, the ones that aren't being taken care of. I did talk to county today, and I think they've had a problem like we have or whatever. I had a number of questions, and they're supposed to get back to me on complaints, but they weren't very forthcoming today, but the person who knows is supposed to get in touch with me. But will that work then? Give you 2 weeks or a week here to look at it, and then we get together?
So board,
get together?
How can we, without having a meeting, or do we need to have a meeting, a special meeting? But how can we work through this? I need some input from the board.
You're saying set up a committee of two to meet with CCAC. That way you won't have to have a special meeting.
Okay. That's fine with me. Just be sure everybody has their input to those two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that way get you a start, and then we could send it out to the rest of them and say, okay, by the next meeting, this is what the committee came up with the two board members, and is this agreeable?
I can send the letter the next day.
Is this agreeable?
Okay.
You're having a meeting next Thursday, right?
This Thursday.
But not this Thursday, but the next Thursday, you'll have one as well.
We have been, yeah.
Go ahead.
Just a point. I remember when we passed the resolution, no fines. Remember?
No, I don't remember.
Don't you remember it, Clint?
Until it was. Right. Distribution of what covenants in a hierarchy of priority.
Right.
What we were going to start and enforce, what was low priority, what was high priority. Until that time, there wasn't a fine.
Yeah, we passed an amended resolution that did not include fines until we had done some structure to the fines.
Well, have you done any structure to
no,
the fines?
No, that's why I'm bringing it up. It's like...
Well, and that's what I'm saying is it needs to have a committee from the board and their committee to come up with what it would structure as to, and what do you consider as priorities and that kind of stuff.
I think we also talked about wanting to have a full board here because we all have different opinions about it. And I don't think we have in the last couple of meetings.
No.
No, yeah, no.
So I agree. I agree. I think I see some problems with this. Is that the no fines issue? The priority legally, the priority on the no fines issue is, I'm afraid, that selective enforcement. And I think we need to.
The business rules selective enforcement. The business decision is selective enforcement. We're going back into the weeds on this covenants real quick here. I can see that. I think the architectural committee needs to come prioritize what covenants they feel they need to make high priority. Basically, to me, that would be the covenants that affect other people's property values. And we still need to give people a heads up so they can maybe get ahead of this and clean up their act before we start sending out letters and everything else. My idea with this, and the reason I voted for this, even though I didn't want to, is because I think we're required to. I haven't heard anything to the contrary from legal, but we gotta send out notice to people what's high priority. I've heard from people that are scared to death we're gonna come out and take their chicken from them.
Well, we could. We could.
That's why they're scared to death.
Yeah. Okay. So what we that's what I thought, you know, that would be the easiest thing to do.
We're not going to be taking anybody's chickens from them.
Well, see, that's your decision. It's not mine.
No, what happened to fines? You're not going to go out there and round up chickens.
No.
You just said you would.
No, I said you could.
You said we could.
Yeah, we could have them.
We could, but then we pretty much generally have decided chickens is off the table.
Yeah.
There's three, and I told you I was going to go out and visit with all three of them and let them know we decided not to enforce the covenants on chickens based on the business rule, judgment rule, and then leave it at that. But they still have to be subject to a decent, no hazardous, noxious
right.
place. But so the chickens is separate from HB 1267 as far as I'm concerned. We've got a lot of other issues out there that we need to take care of.
What issues are those?
Like we have a green containers with all the
campers.
Trash on both sides.
So why don't,
building up.
Why don't we have a definitive list of what's high priority to enforce? And what's high priority? What are we going to enforce? What are we really going to want to take care of in this valley? We can't enforce everything.
You give me a list. What do you think first? And I'll give you a list, okay? As we kick this thing down again, you give me a list.
My list would
you guys
be
one
thing. It would be anything that would adversely affect somebody else's.
That one you have an example in your book is
that
one.
That is a perfect example of one
right.
I would enforce.
That's the first one I got on. That's the first
there's
one.
There's a
that
lot of other covenants. That's why we need a list so that we can.
Now, do you want a list of what of each?
And they can be categorized.
Complaint or each, or like camp REs. That'll be one of them.
Right.
Noxious home
right.
places or whatever.
I mean, fence height. Where does that fall on your list? Somebody's had a fence, 6-foot fence for 20 years. Mm-hmm. If somebody starts complaining about it, are we going to start tearing into that?
Well, that's up to you guys. I haven't written up a fence yet. Are you looking at one?
No.
Okay.
I care less about somebody's fence height.
Well, your neighbor may not feel the same way. But I haven't right now gotten that I can remember. There may be some. We've got a file that's made of complaints, and many of them are open. There may be somebody that's worried about that, so I can't say it's a non-issue. Nobody around my house has a big fence that I worry about either, but somebody may have.
There's been complaints on fence height.
Okay.
There have been?
I'd have to look. It's been a long time.
The only fence complaint I know was just neighbors fighting with each other, so they were picking at each other. That was on your reg. And that was just more, the neighbors didn't like each other, so they were fighting anything.
So, but we can put fences down there. You do something. You look at the covenants and you tell me what you want, because I come up here and tell you, give you my recommendations, and then you throw them on the floor.
I tell you what,
here's
what I'm going to do. If I can find out that this is not a legal obligation for this district, mm-hmm. I will propose an amendment or an agenda item to do away with this.
Okay, If it can be proven
to me that this is not a requirement,
okay,
because of the way I've read it, it is.
Okay, I agree with you. I'm right on board.
And if I can get a definitive answer from legal that it is, then until I hear that, I guess we'll proceed with it.
Okay. Well, please do. Please look that up. I understand the deal, but
so
look it up.
And could we have a couple of us attend their Thursday meeting and then get together somehow to work through this?
Well, we keep working through this item, then we come back, and then we go work through something else.
Yeah,
how many years is this going to take? And then we still have people out there that are ignoring covenants that affect our property values.
Well, may I?
Do please.
One of the things that we did when we passed this covenant enforcement was, as Mr. Gross points out, is we said we were going to notify the community of the fact that we did it and do a, I want to call it a public relations blast, but what we did at that meeting, I don't think is generally accepted information or has been accepted information in the area. We haven't done jack in terms of notifying people that we are going to be looking at things. We haven't.
There was an article in the paper.
Yeah, I didn't see that though. Yeah.
Terry put an article in the paper about it. Yeah. And it seems to me like one of the letters you sent out had it in there also. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it in one of your letters.
Yeah, and I understand that, but being in previously in the field of communication, that ain't gonna get it. I'm just saying, you know, that's...
Well, I agree. It's just like I would like to send out people, you know, what's the process for getting permits? Because how many storage sheds that people bring in, they don't stop down here, they don't stop in the county, they just deliver a storage shed. So now I can walk around and find them all over town, too close to the fence. They didn't ever pay their $40 for down here or the counties.
Right.
And I wanted to put that in the paper, give them, this is guidance. If you don't tell people what they need to do up front, mm-hmm. you're going to have a fighting battle the whole time. Mm-hmm. So I agree, that's a great thing to do, but are we going to do that now or are we going to do it in June?
Well, we could do it now. I mean, we could put it on the district website if we had a, if the chairman would put together a cohesive message to the people to put on the website, then we could put it on the website as another place. And then we could put it on Facebook, which we haven't done.
Should that be something that's put out with the bills?
Yeah.
That could go in with the
bill stuff.
The newsletter and the bills.
Yeah. And we've done that too, but see, I don't know if you guys recall the meeting where one of the people that was speaking to us from the audience said, "Well, I don't read the letter because I have an auto pay." She said, "I just throw the letter in the trash."
Well, I think it's kind of, I think put it everywhere you can.
Yeah, but and I think it was in the last letter, wasn't it, Mr. Chairman?
I didn't.
No,
it wasn't. Oh, you didn't? Okay.
I believe it was.
But it could go in the letter.
And I have the next letter. I guarantee it'll be in there.
But that's kind of your responsibility, though.
Yeah, it is. I agree, but
I mean, you can choose not to read it. That's your choice. So if they don't read it and they're not aware, that's really.
It's like they say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't.
Sure, I get that, but that's how communication is. Mm-hmm. All right. Especially when people don't want to hear what you have to say. Mm-hmm. You know, so you gotta hit them from a shotgun approach, like five or six, seven different ways.
We've got to get this.
Let's move it on, Mr. Chairman. Then before next week, we're going to have a meeting with two people.
Yeah, what's up? Clint?
Nope.
No.
No. I voted no, so I don't think I want to be in there. I didn't want it all together.
Ray,
so
you know,
they don't
Ray,
want
Ray
I volunteer Ray.
Ray would love to do it, but guess what?
No, I think that.
I'll talk to you later about why Ray's like not going to be here.
You guys all voted for Ray.
For a while.
All right. I need some help. I'll be at the next meet, not the one this Thursday, but the following one.
Okay. And then, Mr. Gross, you want a list before the next meeting so you can review it?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. And as I understand, it'll priority of the type of covenant violations.
What?
Just a list of the covenant that we're going to go after.
Right.
Okay. I'll look through the complaints and see which ones.
Right now, everybody feels like everything's going to be hammered on, and that's not the case.
Well, that's never was my case.
Okay.
I've got a lot of complaints in there. I'm not looking for any more. I'm already 10 times.
Mr. Chairman, one more thing.
Well, as far as the chicken thing, I've kind of, it's, as I understand, the board's going to kind of ignore that using the business judgment rule. But I still have three complaints. I have to go, unless you want to go visit with these people.
I don't want to force anything, so I would probably be able to.
Okay, well, the neighbor who has to smell it, do you want to talk to her?
Sure.
Okay.
Can I just say one thing, Mr. Chairman?
Bring it up.
And that is, I'm going to make this point for Greg, because Greg's not here. Greg would say, you know, people do not have to rely on us to do this. People can't take care of this themselves in a claim situation in court, or they can press an action. It doesn't necessarily, the covenants are the covenants, and the covenants exist without, if there was no metro board or no architectural committee, the covenants would still exist, and they would still be enforceable. So if it's really bothering somebody to the extent that they feel like it involve, they want to actually put some skin in the game, then they can solve it. I've done it with covenants. But it requires effort. You may have to round up a neighbor or two to chip in, but it's doable.
That ought to be advertised. Included, making sure people know.
Sure.
Okay. And then the last thing is just, you've got a copy of my mileage for last year.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
But we have also one new build. It's 5003 Antoinette Lane. It was okayed through Randy. He just been sick. He doesn't want to get it back to us. If you need to see the whole file, I have building plans and everything here for.
I think I saw enough in the packet.
Any questions on 5003 Antoinette? Okay, let's move on. What else do we have? We have.
That's it.
This thing. All right. In order for the business of the board to be conducted in the most effective and expeditious manner, it is necessary that all persons present maintain a demeanor of civility toward the board's staff and each other. Conduct that appears threatening or aggressive will not be tolerated. Shouting, speaking out of order, or use of offensive gestures similarly are not acceptable. Such behavior shall constitute the forfeiture of your right to remain in attendance and may, as a point of order brought to the board's attention by counsel or any board member, including the chairperson, results in your being asked to leave the meeting by the chairperson or, upon refusal, being escorted out of the meeting by the proper authority.
Greg, was there anybody signed up to back there?
No.
Good.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
Close the study session, open the record meeting of the Colorado City Metropolitan District on, what is it, January 28th at 6:35. You want me to pledge allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if you join in a moment of silent reflection, if you so choose. Thank you. Let the minute show that we have a quorum. We have four board members present in person and one board member in excused absence. Can I get an approval of the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to amend the agenda for approval. I would like to bring back the water and sewer connection agreement. Did we not decide we were going to bring that one back because of all the changes? Or was that the voter issue?
What we're going to do is bring it back to the next meeting after all the changes are made.
Yes, not on the agenda.
We don't have it under the agenda items.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My bad. Otherwise, yes, make a motion to approve the agenda.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Can I get an approval of the minutes?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for study session January 14th, 2024. Special meeting January 14th, 2024. CCACC minutes January 14th, 2024.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Bills payable. I will make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion. Nobody has any questions? I have a couple questions. I think that what I will do is, I guess explanation probably. I'll talk to Christie about them. One of them is, but off the top here, the very first one, A1 LLC. Who is A1 LLC?
That is
Andy Barnaby. Yeah. Our electrician.
He's our electrician.
Okay.
He's been doing a lot of our work instead of Maine. He charges about half the price of what Maine Electric would charge us.
He shows up.
And he's on time. And he's very knowledgeable with our plants and stuff.
All right. We have item number 38438. Colorado Natural Gas. Mm-hmm. We have wastewater treatment plant in there three times.
It's how we divide it up.
So
there's allocations that go along with each of the facilities.
But there's three times for wastewater and two times for water treatment.
Correct. And it's how we do our allocation.
The $2,600 for wastewater and $800 and $1,600 for...
So they're divided up between the two because they both go off of each. So our water plant feeds into the sewer plant, which is 50-50.
So 50-50 didn't come out that way.
And then you also have our maintenance shop, which is water, sewer, roads.
We have in here, we have wastewater treatment plant three times for $2,600. We have the main plant one time for $800. Then the Cold Springs plant for $800.
Okay. So a lot of it has to do with descriptions, which I'm working with Tasha on, as far as how it needs to be set up. So
okay.
If you want to come in and we'll tomorrow.
All right. High Tide Technologies?
Yes, that is our annual contract. That is, High Tide is our communication to the operators through their laptops to tell us how full each tank is. It tells us whether our plants are running. If they're shut down, it sends an alarm to them that they can get on their computer and look and see what it is. It's an annual fee for it, for water and sewer. That's why you have two entries there. One is for water, one is for sewer.
Okay. We spent $137 for ink at the water treatment plant. Didn't we do that last month?
No, that was on mine.
Okay.
No, that was on my printer in my office. It is more. They get theirs about every 3 to 4 months.
Well, number 38459, it shows it for water treatment plant.
Yeah.
So it's a back of 384 what?
459.
I did get a toner. Yeah, it's water treatment plant ink for the printer.
So my philosophy is when you run out of one, you get a backup.
Okay.
Because if you don't pay attention, which
it's me.
You can run into some issues.
So
my philosophy in the office is when you replace one, you get one.
We paid $375 for a battery for the backhoe.
I believe that was for the wastewater treatment plant.
I just got a new battery for $325.
And RGH.
I'm out on that one.
They're almost done.
Sure, that's what we heard.
They're getting close to their limit. They know how much they have left.
We heard that a year ago, Jim.
I know.
When are we going to actually quit giggling about it and make these people pay attention? We heard it a year ago.
Uh-huh. I understand that.
That they were about done.
Well, they got to get all that money, that grant money that...
Well, we don't have to give it to them. Okay, I don't have a... That's all I have. Board? All right, let's vote. Clint?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Board votes no.
Board or the chair?
The chair.
Or not the board, I mean, the board. Board. The chair votes no. I'm sorry. I was just dreaming. All right.
Okay, you have financials there. Just to give you what it was for 2023, water fees was $950,000. At the end of last year was 1.3, so we had about
$400,000. 418.
Yeah.
Thank you, first of all. And is any of that money profit, or is that money, do you have any kind of an idea on that? Because I was thinking, hey, there's $418,000 we didn't have. And then I started thinking, well, how much of that is not really money that we get to have?
No.
No. Okay, no. Thanks.
Actually, there is profit.
There's some, I know, but...
There's very little in it.
I just had this dream that maybe a financier would see that number and think a good thing.
When we win the lottery, it'll...
Thank you.
You have balance sheets in there. You also have, starting out at the end of December, as to where you were. So if you look at water at this point, let's see here, I'm gonna find it.
Yeah, our water fees are, or our water is up.
418,000.
Versus the year before, yeah.
Water enterprise. There's actually $324,000.
There you go.
Savings.
Thank you. So I looked at some of these numbers, but when I was looking at them on the computer, a lot of them were upside down.
I know. I noticed that when
I started turning my computer upside down, but then I got a cramp. So I stopped.
Well, that's why I sent you the new one today.
I know.
That it was like, I noticed it yesterday when I got home.
All right, let's...
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Operational?
Operational, okay. All I have is basically your length measurements. And we have that for the 16th and the 28th. We went from 14.4 down to 15.8 as of today. Everything's dry, 1 minute, 700 milliliters. This week was at 1 minute, 200 milliliters, probably because it froze. Seep is, there was snow. Weir has 0.1, and pit was dry. And ask for your physiometer. There were minimal changes all the way through with it for the 2 weeks.
Okay.
Newsletter.
Looks like I'm up for the newsletter.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get it done.
All right. So I think the guy reads all that.
Remember what I asked you.
When?
Remember what I asked you.
Yes. Okay. Let's move on to agenda items.
Agenda items, you have resolution 3-23 2025. If you'd like to accept it with the changes of under number one, the regular election shall be conducted as a mail ballot election in accordance with relevant provisions of the code, concluding May 6th, 2025 at 7 p.m. Two directors will be elected to serve a four-year term, eliminating the first line on line two of section two, and also adding the designated election official's office located at CCMB 4497 Bent Brothers Boulevard into that.
Can I get a motion to approve?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution number 3-2025 with the recommended changes.
One second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion, questions? Let's vote. Ray?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
Clint?
Yes.
And I, chair votes yes. Change order?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the change order for the addition of the restroom for the Valley Bridge project.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Questions? Let's vote. Sarah?
Yes.
Clint?
Yes.
Ray?
Yep.
Chair votes yes.
The CCAACC new construction, 5,003 Antoinette Lane, a house.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the request for construction for 5,003 Antoinette Lane, a house.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. Questions, discussion? per all this, did we have a inspection report from the Architects Advisory Committee? Did we have one?
It's in, yeah.
That was. Oh, no, he didn't. He approved it and everything. He just wasn't here last Thursday. He was sick.
Okay.
And he did go out and check and get everything and approve it, but I don't know whether it would be or Larry, because I know you and Larry talked about it.
Yeah.
Randy.
Yeah, that he wasn't here and that they were going to approve it.
Right. And that's the one I showed you.
Yeah, but yeah. I never got the approval. But it was approved.
Yeah,
by
Randy. He said it was approvable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked approvable.
Yeah, per the drawings, and that looks good. So, let's vote. Clint?
Yes.
Ray?
Yep.
Sarah?
Yes.
And chair votes yes.
Okay, North Parkway Water. I know I've got a letter from Banner, Tim, and what is it?
South Parkway?
Yeah, for the ranch, that their lawyers are still going at it to figure out what they're going to do, whether they're going to put in a well or whatever on that aspect of it. From what I know, they're shut off of water at this point, so.
So what is our interaction with their legal staff? Any?
Yeah, there is. He's been usually about it. Every week he'll give us an update to Carolyn and me as to what's going on and where they're moving at towards.
So they're trying for a well permit?
Mm-hmm.
They haven't, I don't know, the well permitting site that I looked at, I could not find that anybody has submitted a permit request. So it hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet, yeah.
I don't think. I couldn't find it.
Because I know they've been patting each other on the back, lawyers, so. I've had 15 years or 20 years and I've done this.
My thought is I just don't want our legal staff or our staff representing us legally in this issue receiving weekly consultations from them if they're not doing anything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Getting billable hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
The water lease, I did talk to Richard Marin. We are going to get together again this week. And I told him I was on vacation. He's been out for 2 weeks before that. That's why he never returned my calls. Mm-hmm. And so he sent me an email when I was on vacation. I told him that I'd be back in the office this week and we can get together and discuss what we need to do. Have him send out a letter to property owners. Meter change out. I didn't give you an update on that. Water loss. We haven't found anything out of the ordinary. We did have one break up on Alondra, but it wasn't a break. It was the corp stop and the men had ate away, and it was leaking there, so they had to dig it up and put in a new corp stop on the tap.
Was that the one that I saw on Facebook that it flooded somebody's driveway and turned it into a sheet of ice?
No, that was up on 10-3.
Yeah?
10-3, it overflowed.
We froze up a little bit up top. That was the night it was 22 degrees below zero.
Yeah.
And a couple of things happened electronically and mechanically. And it happened. We got up there that night, took care of it, and
yeah.
I mean, when it's that cold, stuff's gonna happen.
Stuff happens, yeah. Okay.
So
we didn't lose a lot of water?
No.
Okay.
Okay, Sir Rapp, I'm still in discussion with them to get our north side of 165 all done. Wages, we haven't worked on that. I'd like to get on that next with you guys as to what your ideas are for guys taking tests and stuff that way as to what, because right now it's what, 12 and a half cents. 12 and a half cents if you pass the first four tests. You get 12 and a half cents for each test. So
when did that get written up, in 1912?
No, I think it was back in 87.
It was before Frank Maine.
Yeah.
it was Calvin Hamler era.
Okay. So we need to update that within our, since we're doing our rules and regs and our policy. Camelot and Rosemont, I haven't talked to Mr. Beshaver. I will make a special trip this week to go down and see him and see what he came up with. That's all I have on old business.
So, Jim, I get, while you're on old business, the sewer rat thing, why are we not getting, we're not able to get a report from them?
I wanted to send it out and I forgot about it. I'm sorry. That was me. I have the website that will give the report of what we have done and what they have done, and it will be an easy report.
Okay. Refresh our memory. What are they doing for us?
They are ultrasonic our sewer lines.
Okay. Is that our collection system?
Yes.
And they're on phase 3 on that?
Well, they're on phase 2.
Okay. So when are they going to do phase 3?
Well, that's what we're trying to look at, is finishing up 1 and 2, that, because there were some manholes they couldn't find and that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we want to get one section done, and then they have half of the south side done, but there's still manholes and stuff over there.
So what is the timeline on that?
I'm hoping to get 1 and 2 done by, hopefully by June, and then we could probably start the other side after June to get them done.
All right. I work pretty much when I have a free moment, trying to locate these manholes.
Okay.
Due to the weather, I haven't been able to do.
Right.
But I pre-locate them. I line it up with Jim and sewer rep, and then we know what section we have and where we're going to go and how to find them.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I can't find anything.
Right. So are we...
I go out and do a pre-locate.
Right.
And then I get with Jim, say, this is where I'm at. Jim sends it to them, says, this is where we're at, we're ready to go. And so right now, we're in kind of a holding.
Right on, I get that. Are we under any kind of time constraints from the state or feds or anybody?
We're supposed to do a third of our system a year.
And we're behind a bit, aren't we?
Depends on if they can get us all that information.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once we get that information, we can make an honest estimate on that.
Because this will tell you exactly how many feet of line that they have sonic.
Just don't want to find.
No, I don't either. Okay. But that's where we're at with that.
Right on. Thank you.
Board? Old business?
Kind of old business to a new business, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
One of the things, when I started working at the high school as the athletic director, I didn't think I could pull it off because I'm not very organized. But then I got a program, I can't remember the name of it, that helped me organize and plan things, you know, how to get referees, when to get singers, people to run the line crew, blah, 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 all those things you got to do to run an athletic event at a high school. And I found the software was very helpful. I think that maybe when Aiden was talking tonight, I was thinking if we had a schedule software that would organize and schedule requirements so that we aren't getting ever caught behind. I'd like us to start thinking about looking at something like that. There are some software packages out there that might be helpful. And I'd like Mr. Ecker, if you'd take a look into some of those, you'd have a better idea than I.
Okay.
What we would be looking for. But I'll take a peek too.
But yeah, if you can. Something.
I've looked around a little bit, but.
Probably be more into construction management.
Yeah, something like that. Something that keeps us out of trouble with the state, and you know, kind of like when we were talking about the sewer, the meter replacement. That's why I asked him about what about a multi-year plan. He said it'd be easy, or it'd be doable, if we scheduled 117. You know, divide that by three and just do.
So many.
And just plan it out. Plan the work the plan.
Well, one of the things is if we end up doing it ourselves, I know we'd probably have to rent a small excavator for
a month or two. I don't want to get back into that. I'm just talking about how we would schedule that kind of work.
Yeah.
So,
that's track hoe would work very well.
Yeah.
Little one?
Little track hoe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I did have one old thing that's kind of a new thing. Just for everybody's information, I have entered into a dialogue with a potential grant writer.
Nice.
Up in Longmont for a water conservation possibility for the irrigation system.
Cool.
On the front nine on Holly Dot.
Mm-hmm. Good.
She's working up her proposal, and I'll present that to the board when it's ready.
That's good news.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks.
Mark is also working with that.
Yeah.
Getting me some information as far as estimated gallon loss, raw water, and potable.
Yeah. I know he sent me some information about one from Salida.
Yeah. Stephanie Rees. She's working out long. She worked with Salida and Ponca Springs and Buena Vista.
Oh, okay.
I talked to her today. She seemed very knowledgeable. And
anything else, board? Let's get out of here.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I need a motion.
I'll second.
Harder than that.
You couldn't hear that, huh?
Quick.